This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and U.S. Coast Guard, too, who, by the way, just made a big 4,600-pound bust, drug bust, and kudos to them for that. We thank them for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi drivers, the bus drivers, those charter bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. 7 past the hour, here she is, Ms. Rosemary. Hey, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain. Wow, first night without storms coming through my window. Oh, what a week. Okay, this is a shower's a blessing night. I'm a little bit late doing these, so I want because I know you all are used to them. I want you to know I'm only going to be able to do just a few tonight because I can't do all these pages. And I know it's important to y'all, and you deserve it, those of you who, night after night after night. So I'll just start it tonight, and then next week we'll have a couple nights of really, really strong ones. So I do have to, but just remember this. I honestly, because I know there's new people on every night. What are these? These are just special. We've done these for all these, and I spend a little more time pre-praying these. So you all, everybody, let me put it this way. Everybody listening in right now, thousands, if not millions of you, right now, if you're listening, you get blessed. So there you go. Everybody. I do not distinguish everybody. You've already been prayed over. But then we like to give some names out. Because even the Bible says give blessings out. You know, you give curses out or blessings out of the mouth. I'd rather bless y'all. And it's coming from the Lord, you know, his love. You need to know that, his love. I could not do this without God and the helpers here. So anyway, first I want to say hi to Flip, because I know he's usually dancing with a cane. I know you have to dance with a cane, Flip, but we love you.
Yep, he's dancing. He just came in with a cane.
Oh, Flip, I tell you, I haven't danced much this week, but, you know, I'm going to start again. And all the rollback drivers. I know he wants them recognized. So for you, Flip, I will do that. And, boy, I'm looking at all these names. I will never get through them, but you all know I love you. Now, definitely truckers and drivers. If anybody has it hard, and I could not do it with the weather we have had, don't know how you do it, our dear, lovely Catwoman and Road Dog, Trucker Ed, Mark the Trucker, Thomas the Suicide Jockey, and all you Suicide Jockeys, to all the Creek Carrier drivers, hi there, Hunt drivers, Schaefer drivers, to Dave, our Uber driver, and Dave in Indiana, because there's a lot of Daves. There's a lot of Daves. We'll get to them next week. Charlie the with FedEx, and by the way, I happened to see FedEx come in twice today. They're very good about that. Our postal workers, I don't know what we do without those, without our mail. So the charter buses, and Captain told me something I didn't know, that even he gets a few, emails, Captain, from cruises, people on cruise ships?
Cruise ships. We had somebody contact me yesterday after I was off the show, said they were listening to me offshore.
My goodness. Well, anyway, wherever you are then, you know, I'm just going to say people that are traveling or, you know, however, God bless you all. And I will say, and I've always said this, I've done a lot of things in life. I've never been I could not be what you all are, you know, driving in all this kind of weather. I don't even drive good in good weather. So there you go. And we have had the bad weather. If you've been around in this got a lot of water this year. All right, let me get a couple names on here. Again, I got three pages. I'll have to finish this next week, but I will. Don't worry. And some of you are going to be re-mentioned, so don't worry about that. It's just I wanted to get the truckers and drivers and all of you people that are out there in this horrible weather delivering things to us. I don't know what we'd do without you. I wanted to get y'all in there tonight. So as I learn more names with some of you, but there's just too many names with all you truck drivers. Anyway, God bless you all. And oh, my gosh, I said flip. All right, Eric, our favorite local veteran with his two wonderful sons, Professor Emeritus Dan. I haven't talked to him all week. Anyway, from Indiana, if he's listening, and Professor Emeritus Dan, dear friend, to your family also. Yeah, his family. I always forget to say his family. He's got three. He just has a big family. He's very, very family-oriented, so I have to say that. In fact, you know what? When I really shout these out, people, it's to those of you, your families also, just know that. I'm looking at my time, and I've got a few seconds left. So, Richard, our Marine friend in Oregon, to Al in Nebraska and his son. We're very, very, very happy for Al with his son. Steve in Thailand, and we never want to forget Valdosta, Georgia. In fact, I think I heard you mention last night, Captain, when I was trying to hear the show here. James, our expert paper relocator up there, and also Sam, our local expert paper locator. I think they might communicate with each other.
He does. She said hello to Sam tonight.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was there. So anyway, God bless you both and all of you in Valdosta. I know that's an area that the captain loved. There's so many of you all up there.
Well, we have two affiliates up there in that area, so yes.
Yeah, I didn't even know that, but I know there's...
They got the radio turned on, the local pilot truck stuff up there, too.
Yeah, wow. Uh-huh. Well, so to y'all, I'm glad I got y'all in tonight, and I'm going to get you in next week, too. So if you're not, because, you know, there's some nights somebody may miss. Just like it was hard for me to even go on last night, as some of you know. I had thunder all around me. But, and then, of course, all the Daves. Dave in Indiana. There's so many Daves. I don't know why we have, it's a famous name. But to all of you all, and then, of course, we can't forget Sandy in New York, Sondy in Wisconsin, and Don and Donna in Carrollton, Georgia.
Yep.
That's Georgia again, Valdosta, Georgia. And by the way, I love hearing from you all in Atlanta. Some of you I haven't heard from in a while. Call me. I need to know you're okay. To Don and Donna in Carrollton, Georgia. And that's all the time I have tonight. So I'm only a third of the way through. So remember, you're blessed, and I will get the rest of you next week. I promise we'll do two or three more nights. God bless you all, and thank you, Captain, and God bless you.
All righty, we just heard from Andy chiming in out there on I-285 going around Atlanta, listening to us on AM 920 The Answer, our affiliate up there. And hello to Andy, the CVS driver out there making deliveries tonight. Andy, you be careful up there. And we'll be right back with more. And your phone calls are welcome, too, at 877-969-8600. I shall return.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot. They own the Relief Factor Company located up there in Seattle, Washington, and they listen to us and our affiliates up there, AM 920 and AM 1400, that would be KITZ Mega Talk Radio. And we thank you guys and gals very much up there. And by the way, that's the Bremerton Navy base. Go Navy. That's also Seattle and Tacoma. And we thank you very much up there for listening to us. And we appreciate the comments we get from the Navy up there as well as the civilians. So keep them coming. You can go to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or you can also go to the website and communicate with us that way. Now, if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, and you're taking medication and you really want to break the habit and get off it and see if you can take something natural that'll work for you, I may have the solution for you, because I got off Mobic and Flexeril, which I was taking for not only my surgeries that I'd have, my ankle replacement surgery, but my back that had been fused, and my vertebrae, and also for the arthritis that I had from some of the other injuries that I'd suffered that were just nagging, nagging, nagging. And I took the 3-week Quick Start, start program, the 1995 program, which is exactly what you do to start. I followed it the way it said to follow it, and simply put, it worked for me, and I've been on it ever since. Now, I take it 2 times a day right now because that's all I need unless I have a problem. And then I will take it a third time during the course of the day. And it just relieves any aches or pains that I've got. And there's some people that can attest to you that the other day, a week ago, when I was walking from downtown Clearwater back to the parking garage to get in my truck, that I was just an aching fool. I had to take a third
packet of pills. It's four pills that come in there, and I had to take a third one. And when I took it, it not only reduced the swelling in my ankle, but it also took the pain right out of my system that I had as a result of that. And that was because I had worn a pair, and I should have known better. I'd worn a pair of cowboy boots that I hadn't worn in a while, my real fancy snakeskin cowboy boots, and it irritated my feet. So is what it is. You get what you get. I won't do that again anytime soon, I'll tell you that. But you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the 1995 program, and you're in like Flynn, and that's the way it works. Worked for me. Hopefully it will work for you. Now, I think it's about time for the president and our administration and the leaders in Congress, both the House and the Senate, I think it's about time for them to pivot back to pro-growth economic policies. Now, we've seen warning signs over the past few months that economic growth is slowing down, and now it's official. The latest GDP report shows growth in the last quarter of about 2%. We knew it was going to drop down, but at least it's not where they said it was going to go, down to around 1. So it is definitely slowing down a little bit. But we know last year, when President Trump's tax cuts kicked in at the beginning of the year, by the middle of last summer, things were just taking off and booming. But now that boom is worn off, and we need to do something else. The Fed is tightening a little bit. Most economists are blaming the trade war, but I think there's a little bit more to it than that. And it's hard to ignore the volatility in our policy environment, which gives business what it dreads most, and that's huge levels of uncertainty. The stock market doesn't like it, businesses don't like it, and whatever. Now, the fact of the matter is, we have got a real danger now that could hurt the president as we move into re-election if there is a sluggish economy and it gives anything in terms of fodder or ammunition to the Democrats. He needs to make a pivot back to pro-growth policies, leaning on his advisor like Larry Kudlow, who helped him deliver the boom back in 2018, because a growing economy will be the key to delivering a re-election boom in 2020. And that's just my opinion. And there's different things that he could do on his own, and I think he needs to do them with or without the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives. Now, that's just me talking. That's just me talking. And even here in Florida, there are things, because everybody watches what we do down here, just like we watch what California does. You know, there's certain states, certain key states, that when things happen, it's all about what people seem to feel is a certainty, and whatever these states are doing, they like watching these states. Now, you remember that the toll roads that were built in different parts of the country were supposed to be for a certain reason. Now, the reason was to generate revenue in a lot of cases, to help out with the states. And there you go. And Eric, I have no control over that. That's them, not me. So it is what it is. However, I can tell you that for those of you that are listening to me online, if you ever want to hear me live and in living color, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There's a listen live button right at the top there. It says click here to listen live. That is the actual radio show coming from my syndicator, GCN. And that is the actual live show that's going on out there right now. And that's one way that you can always hear, the show online. And I will tell you this, when the show's not live, it plays in a loop. It plays the last show over and over again, 4 hours and it starts over, 4 hours and it starts over, 4 hours and it starts over, which is pretty neat because you can hear the show all day long just by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. So there you go. And the other thing is, and we're going to be coming up on our first military and veterans news segment, there are a lot of different things that are going on here right now in terms of our uncertainty with things, with the Navy, with the ships. Are we going to have a 350-ship Navy, or are we going to have a smarter Navy with smaller ships and bigger weapons, bigger guns, more adept communication systems, whatever? We really don't know what the answer is going to be, but I'll tell you this much. It's definitely taking shape. The modern military is quite a marvelous thing. And, oh, by the way, congratulations to your son, Al. I see that you just told me he's headed to AIT out of Fort Leonard Wood. I'm going to guess that's Fort Benning, Georgia. And then you also said he's going to jump school. Now, jump school could be at Benning, but it also could be up at Fort Bragg or Fort Campbell. So we'll see. The only question is, what unit is he going to wind up with? And once you find that out, you can let me know. They usually don't get their orders until they get out of jump school. And I think you told me he was trying to get into 82nd. But don't be too mad if you get into the 101st either. Death from above, we used to call it. Yep, death from above. And Eric, you know a little bit about that. All right, and we are talking to Eric, too. He's chiming in here on the sidebar with us. And Denise also just chimed in and reminded me about the North Korean nukes. And that situation with North Korea saying they don't want to engage in direct talks with South Korea anymore. They want to talk with the big boys, us, period. And they just did play around and touch off some more missiles into the sea over there. Tonight, so we don't know how much or what kind. We're being told it was multiple missiles were launched, but they just want to be relevant, and that's their way of doing it. Launch a couple here, a couple there, and we'll see if they launched them sideways again to where they flew across North Korea and then went out into the sea, because that's what they've been doing from time to time. I don't know why they're doing that, but they are. Also, I talked yesterday about the rise in domestic violence, and there was some more information that came out about that. You know, again, when you talk about the guns, it's not the guns that are the problem. It's not even the ammunition that's the problem. It's the people with the guns. Not one gun law would have stopped this criminal in Philadelphia who shot up the police and wounded six of them. Not one gun law. Because he chose to go outside the realm of legality and get the guns however he got them. And he had quite a little arsenal there. We'll find out more about that with Denise Simon. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump back out on the campaign trail, holding a MAGA Make America Great Again rally in New Hampshire.
The radical Democrats are trying to tear America apart.
And As for the Democrats, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper dropping out of the race for president, word is he may be thinking about running for Senate as Democrats in the state try to beat Republican incumbent Cory Gardner. The plot thickens in the Jeffrey Epstein death investigation as results of the autopsy leak. Reports indicate he had broken bones in his neck, which could suggest he was strangled. On Wall Street, the markets mixed, the Dow up almost 100 points to close at 25,579. The NASDAQ down 7 points, the S&P 500 up 7 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is most definitely time for our military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch. This edition of it brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they are. And if you want to start out at a high-paying, in-demand job, we'll tell you all about that in a minute right after National Aviation Academy introduces themselves to you right here, right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, if I was starting out, and even if I was in the military right now and I was looking for an MOS, I do believe I would want to become an aviation maintenance tech. The reason being is because I know I'd have a really, really good career path in the military, but I also know that when I got out and when got into civilian life, I'd be able to pretty much have my own meal ticket to go anywhere I wanted to go, starting at $50,000 to $60,000 a year and a lot more if you want to apply yourself. Now, you can check out the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. That's right,
unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. It's all dependent upon you and how much you want it. If you want to work and you want to make a bunch of money and you want to make a six-figure salary, it's all there. It's all there laid right out in front of you. So check out the National Aviation Academy by going to naa.edu. That website again, naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. The number to call, 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It will open the door wide slap open for you. And that's what you want. And good morning to Catwoman and Road Dog. And I know all about what you're telling me there. But, again, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the Listen Live link that's right there, and you'll know what's going on. It works that well. Thank you very much. Now, the non-deployability rates in the Air Force have now changed dramatically. A major push to reduce the number of airmen who couldn't deploy due to medical reasons has been largely successful. And that's a good thing, because nobody wants to take somebody because they've been wounded in combat or whatever and have them not be able to finish their service, because there's always something you can do. They did that with me back in Vietnam, and it is what it is. And Eric, I'm sending you a link for your boy. You can give that to your boy too, Eric. He can hear us over in Korea that way. Now, the Air Force's personnel chief told the Air Force Times that this had been successful, and he said that so far, no airmen have been kicked out under the deploy or get out policy. So that's good. And now that retired Army Colonel Kathy Platoni survived the Fort Hood shooting, she's now counseling Dayton's first responders. Now, she's uniquely qualified to counsel the survivors of mass shootings, because not only is she a psychologist trained in combat stress and a member of the Army, but in 2009, she lived through one herself at Fort Hood with the shooting. She was one of the victims there, and so lived to talk about it. So she's very eminently qualified to help out the first responders in Dayton that may be having some problems based on what they saw. Because I'm telling you, when you see horrible circumstances, either in combat or as a first responder, it sticks with you. And there are times when, and anybody will tell you that's been there, there are times when we call them flashbacks. They're all too real. There are times. And you can take that to the bank from people that have told you. Okay. Appreciate you there, David, down in Bradenton. Thanks a lot. Now, despite the ballyhoo and the need for military, cyber, electronic warfare, and more tech-adaptable forces for the future war, the Navy and Marines are testing war tactics more commonly used 100 years ago than right now. Why? Because that's what our enemy does in these urban combat zones. The Taliban, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, they're not using high tech to go after us. They're using some basic military technology from way, way, way back when. So that's the way we're training right now against some of these groups, if you will. Now also, a deal between the Taliban and the United States for U.S. forces to withdraw from the longest ever war in Afghanistan could drive some diehard Taliban fighters directly into the arms of the Islamic State militant group, ISIS, because they want to keep fighting. They don't want to give up. They don't want to slow down. They want to get in the middle of things, and they want to just keep going, 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 going. And ISIS is definitely their option if they want it, and they are in Afghanistan, as is elements of Al-Qaeda. And they really don't get along. The three groups don't get along. It's not like they have allied forces. They don't. And South Korea, plans to spend more money on boosting its missile defense shield in response to North Korea's evolving missile capability. Now, we know that because they've said so, but also because of the fact that, once again, several missiles were launched last night in North Korea. Now, a former Blackwater security contractor who, back in 2007 in Iraq, was responsible for the shooting of many armed, unarmed civilians in Iraq that left 14 people dead, was sentenced to life in prison for his role in that shooting. Former Blackwater contractor. Also, Iran arrested a British-Iranian academic amidst the tanker standoff with the United Kingdom. A British-Iranian academic was arrested at his home in Tehran over the weekend, roiling relations once again between Iran and Britain, just as they appear to be making progress on the release of the Iranian tanker seized in Gibraltar. Well, not so fast. Now, the U.S. has also applied to seize the Grace One tanker in Gibraltar. The U.S. Department of Justice has applied to seize the Iranian tanker, Grace One, which is being held in Gibraltar on suspicion of smuggling oil to Syria in breach of European Union sanctions, the British Overseas Territory reported. And we'll see how that is. Eric is saying military operations urban terrain only use high tech to assist with low tech, not the other way around. Well, Eric, believe it or not, they're learning low tech right now. Low tech. They're getting away from the high tech. That's what the story said, which is kind of unique from where I'm sitting. They're going back to technology from 100 years ago. Isn't that something? Yeah, and you are right, Eric. Old school low tech will always work. Yep. Yep, it never fails. You are right, Eric. Now, Alyssa Farah, Vice President Mike Pence's spokeswoman, is departing the White House and heading to the Pentagon to be the press secretary at the Pentagon. She'll be a good one. Also, the Department of Defense has made significant progress in the past 15 months in offensive and defensive hypersonic capabilities to counter developments from China and Russia. Now, the Pentagon is aiming to make the same kind of progress in developing 5G networks and microelectronics. Will they be able to? Don't know. Also, the new Military Spouse Transition Program, or MySTEP, which provides military spouses information to help prepare them for the inevitability of their family leaving for the military. Military spouses have previously faced a lack of information about the transition, which causes a challenge for families. And this definitely is going to help them, which it's about time that there was something out there to help the families cope a little bit more with what's going on. All righty, let's celebrate our way on up to the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. I am the captain. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming right back to take a look at the highways out there for the nation's truckers. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about that, where they are and what they do. But if you want the opportunity to hit the ground running with a job that pays $50,000 to $60,000 a year after 14 months of training, here's how you find out.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know a lot of you young folks are coming out of high school. You've been to the Voltech schools. You've had the basic training there to come out as an apprentice, and maybe you are going to start out at an 80 percenter, where the union scale might be $15 an hour. 80% that would be 12. that's okay, I suppose. Or maybe even a little bit less than that, depending on the trade that you're coming out in. But here's the deal. How would you like to make $50,000 or $60,000 a year right off the bat? Well, you can do it, but all you got to do is take the 14-month training course to become an aviation maintenance tech at National Aviation Academy. You can still do what you're doing, earn a little money on the side, but once you get that certification as an aviation maintenance tech, you will be working on aircraft in all sorts of different areas and categories. You could be working overseas. You could be working for a military contractor. You could be working for a foreign airline. You could be working for a foreign country. You could be making possibly a six-figure salary if you do that, but you certainly would be starting out at $50,000 or $60,000 to begin with. Now, you can fill that void and get a great career path just by checking out the National Aviation Academy by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour. The number is 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Tell them you want to take the tour. What do you got to lose? Nothing. What do you got to gain? Money. Lots of it. And a great job and a great career, a job for security for a number of years to come. Won't need to worry about getting laid off as an aviation maintenance tech. They're high in demand jobs. All right. For you truckers out there in the highways and byways, I'm going to start with the middle of the country to begin with. We do have some bad weather out there tonight to report. We've got a line of storms, severe thunderstorms, possible tornadoes in them from Kansas City south to the Oklahoma state line, north of Joplin, north of Springfield, north of Branson, north of Fort Leonard Wood, moving in a straight easterly direction across I-70 and north of I-40. And they are about halfway across Missouri right now. Springfield, Missouri, Columbia, Missouri. Looks like you could be in the mix of it right now. We do have flash flood watches and warnings. We do have tornado watches in the midst of all this. And there is a possibility for a tornado or two to bring in the locally heavy rainfall as well in these areas. So please be careful and pay attention in Kansas and Missouri tonight. Pay close attention. Now let's start out with Florida, I-95 north, all the way up into Maine. Nova Scotia, roads are looking pretty good. I don't see anything to bother you weather-wise. Might be a little bit of fog around Jersey and Delaware, but nothing to really bother you. And I-4 looking good. Alligator Alley looking good. We do have showers and thunderstorms that have skipped all around the state of Florida. I-75 inbound all the way up to, Gainesville. And along the Gulf, all the way up into the Big Bend area. And there are some flash flood watches and warnings in those areas from the rain that they've already had. The ground is pretty well saturated. So be advised and be careful up in that area if you're driving up, say, U.S. 19 or even U.S. 41. You might run into some ponding on the road there in some different areas. But be careful when you're driving up through there tonight. And Georgia, Atlanta, Northwest Atlanta, I-20, towards the Alabama line. You've got a poor air quality alert. Central North Carolina, just above South Carolina, north of Columbia, you have got a area of stagnant, poor weather quality there as well. You got some scattered showers floating around eastern Tennessee. They're very scattered, though. I don't think it'll affect anything to do with the race today. We do have some more scattered showers in Illinois and more Minnesota, South Dakota. The rain I told you about there in Kansas and Missouri, the thunderstorms and all that. Be careful. Be very careful there as well. And going out west, very hot again in the desert. Phoenix all the way to Yuma. Kingman all the way to Barstow, Las Vegas. Inland California, all the way up to Redding from Ontario, up and down California 99,
You've got some really hot temperatures. Heat index is there, 110, 115 degrees. Might even be warmer than that today. So that's what we're looking at right now on highways and byways across the country. Now, remember, your Pilot and Flying J truck stops are what you look for. They bring you the Highway and Byway Report, and not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You'll find Arby's, Chester's Chickens, Dairy Queens, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway's, Taco Bell's, Wendy's, Huddle House's, Moe's Southwest Grill, and the full-service Dunkin' Donuts shops at these different truck stops. Pilot and Flying J. Stop by, grab you a fresh hot cup of coffee. Tell them the captain sent you. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is on the line here. What's up there, kiddo?
Oh, how about everything you can think of?
Well, I know this much. I know that little Kim fired some more missiles into the big old sea.
Yeah, this is looks like it could be some retaliation to the joint drills that we're doing with South Korea. At least that's the excuse that he's using. My gut really says that there's more to this, but since we don't really have good intelligence on the ground, which is almost impossible, it's hard to prove otherwise here at this point.
Uh-huh.
Now, I think there's too much coordination with Iran and the Soviets.
Mm-hmm. Now Eric is chiming.
The Russians, the Soviets.
Eric is chiming in here about Hellfire missiles. And I'm trying to figure out what his point is here. Hellfire missiles are a great asset, but if the ground pounders can't get to the job site, high technology is worthless. We were talking about how some of the strategy has gone back to what we did 100 years ago on the ground because of the enemy that we've been facing in some areas.
All right. Well, you know, let's not forget that we were behind in a lot of ways. I don't know where we are now, but when Obama pulled a lot of our intelligence people out of Asia, I think that hurt us significantly. And as a consequence, we're having to use, you know, technology as to kind of make up the ground that we lost. And as a consequence, I think that we're maybe relying too much on that, and we don't have enough, you know, human intelligence on the ground.
Hey, if you were Tlaib or Omar and Israel didn't let you in, would you still try to get in anyway?
No.
I think they gave up on that, but I thoroughly get the reason why they weren't allowed in there. I mean, I don't have any problem at all. I think Israel did the right thing.
Well, you know, a lot of people are blaming Trump on this one. That's not, you know, Trump, they did have, Israel and the White House did have a lot of conversations about this. But Trump didn't make this decision. The Knesset did.
That's right. Because of the laws in Israel, these people, Omar and Tlaib, have been anti-Israel BDS supporters and more, and they didn't want them there, and I'm in total agreement with it. All right, we're coming right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.